You're with SBS Radio.
With me today is Ariane Vergona, a honors student from La Trobe University, and we are going to talk about polyculturalism. Good day, Ariane.
Hi, Maridel. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for your time. First of all, you are doing a study about Australia and polyculturalism. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about polyculturalism?
Yeah, sure. So my study is looking at the impact of cultural ideologies upon personal well-being. So it's an Australian study of polyculturalism. Polyculturalism is the belief system that acknowledges the mutual influences and how past and present interactions and connections among groups have kind of shaped the way our current cultural landscape is today. So polyculturalism focuses on the fluid and dynamic nature of culture.
How is it different from multiculturalism?
Yes, that's a good question. So multiculturalism looks at cultures that are different to our own as separate to us. So it kind of creates this us and them mentality. So instead of looking at groups that are different, we're kind of looking at the mutual influences that each group has.
So is polyculturalism, can we say, a product of influence from various cultures?
Yes, definitely. Everything that we see today around us, including the food we eat, even the music we listen to, is all a result of the combination of cultures which have worked together over time to create something.
So it could be a person who, or a child who was born from two different cultures.
Yes, exactly. And it's about the integration of those cultures together and understanding that those cultures are mutually influencing one another.
So you're going to do a study on polyculturalism in the context of multicultural Australian society.
Yes. So the current knowledge that we have is all overseas and has been looked at on how polyculturalism influences the way that we interact with other people. But my study is looking at how polyculturalism and multiculturalism compared to one another influence our personal well-being.
So they're two separate things. They can't be looked at as together?
Well, that knowledge that we have from overseas studies gives the foundation towards this study. So polyculturalism, for example, has been found to increase support for decrease support for inequality, lower prejudice, increase creativity and intergroup contact. And so those are the elements of personal well-being that we're looking at, but this is just more of an explicit way of looking at it and seeing why someone would want to hold that view and why someone would want to keep holding that view.
To go back, multiculturalism sets like not a barrier, but puts us in groups, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'd like to think of it as kind of like a forest. So imagine society as a forest, and someone with a multicultural view would walk into the forest and see the separate trees and plants for what they are, separate to one another, whereas a polycultural person would walk in and look at the trees and plants interconnected and acknowledge the root systems, because the root systems of each plant and tree work together to allowing the forest to thrive and flourish together.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. So it's a very complex ideology or belief system, because you can't just say this is one or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of going beyond that black and white look of culture and kind of trying to look at culture in a way that's different to what we have. So we're trying to build on the multicultural view that we have to try and kind of appreciate and value our cultural diversity, which in Australia is a very good strength of ours.
So this is a study that you have just begun?
Yeah, so I'm in the recruitment stages at the moment, which is very exciting. I can't wait to see what the results tell us.
And so you are doing a survey to be able to support or give you more information?
Yeah, so the survey is online. And it's about 20 minutes long. And so it will give us information about people's ideologies and then their well-being and a few other questions about empathy and how you feel in your own culture and things like that.
Can you give us an idea of what are the things that you would like to know in the survey apart from those that you mentioned?
Yeah, sure. So one of the main concepts I'm looking at as well in the survey, which interests me a lot, is how secure somebody feels in their own culture. So usually somebody identifies with, one culture or two or, many more cultures. And so I'm looking at how secure someone feels in balancing those cultures and then seeing if that increases someone's ability to take in new information from different cultures. So there's a few hypotheses in the literature that say, if someone's more secure in their culture, then they're more likely going to take on someone else's cultural ideas and practices and things like that and become interested in those. So that's one really interesting point.
So it doesn't necessarily mean forgetting who you are and what your practices are, but adapting and integrating it to your own life.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. I think polyculturalism as well is looking at cognitive flexibility. So we're looking at seeing if people can have a greater ability to, you know, conceptualize different things in a different way, take on new things and work it into their own belief systems or their own idea of themselves.
So who can participate?
Yeah, so it's open to anyone over the age of 18, and that's just a resident of Australia.
So you have to live in Australia?
Yes, because I want to look at the interrelationship between people within the Australian setting.
Does it matter for... does the length of time you've been living in Australia matter?
No, not at all.
Does it matter if you just here on a temporary basis, say a student or a visitor?
No, not at all. And that would give us a really great insight as well, because that's one of the questions actually in the demographic section. So it would give you a really great insight into seeing how people who maybe haven't lived in Australia so long think about others in the culture or how they feel towards other people as well.
So when do we expect to see more or less how the study's going?
So results will be analysed for my thesis by October, the end of the year. And hopefully information from the thesis as well can be adapted and grown into my master's and PhD, hopefully in the future.
Good luck with that, Ariane Vergona, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Maridel. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.